Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, you are good enough. Imagine that. Yes, you are. And I'm going to teach you some important things that I learned from a training that I did with Marissa Pierre, who happens to be a hypnotist also. The first thing that you need to understand is that your mind thinks in both images, or otherwise known as pictures, and thoughts. So the first thing that I teach my clients is to think about what they want, and if they have any don't wants, to make it into a want. So for example, I don't want to gain any more weight. It would be turned into, I'm easily able to lose the appropriate amount of weight that is safe for me to lose. You see, you take a don't want and you turn it into something you want. Now, Marissa goes into a whole teaching about what we're choosing. And I really like this because really as a neurolinguistic programming practitioner, and also as a hypnotist, but they really went into this in the training for neurolinguistics more so. We have a lot of clients who come to us who feel like they're stuck without any choices, and our job is to help them to come up with choices that work really well for them. So, using the word I choose makes a whole lot of sense. I am choosing to do this. Fill in the blank. I am delighted to fill in the blank. I am elated to fill in the blank. So one of her suggestions was that if you're working on losing weight, for example, and pizza is something that you truly love, and you go to the restaurant and they have pizzas, instead of being in the mindset that you're going to have that pizza because it smells good and it's delicious, it's more about, I am delighted to be able to eat this yummy salad because I will be able to fit my jeans and look really good in them. Or, I am delighted to choose a salad because I will be able to move a lot more freer and have more energy. Because you see, the way that you feel about any event and the way that your mind processes it is that it's going to respond to the phraseology that you use to express yourself. So you want to be very careful in terms of what you're telling yourself and what you allow other people to tell you as well. And I don't mean just the people around you. I'm also talking about the television set with the news, usually all bad and destructive, comedies that are more about slamming one another in terms of sarcastic commentary, which is just another form of anger, and a bunch of, well, advertisements to get you to buy a bunch of crap that you don't need, including unhealthy food and medications that might end up killing you. My suggestion, stay away from the TV set. So getting back to the previous idea here, I'd like you to do an experiment, and I'd like you to imagine yourself holding a fresh lemon. I'd like you to feel the rind, the little bumps in it, and I'd like you to close your eyes and imagine yourself cutting it in half, cutting it in quarters, and then biting into one of the quarters. And I want you to notice something very interesting happens here. You start salivating. It's just a response that anyone would have after biting into a lemon. And yet that lemon wasn't even there. You can notice how your physiology changes just with a thought. I want you to realize that our biggest problem is that our minds spend more time telling us all the things that are wrong with us, all the things we've done wrong. And when that happens, people don't have any self-esteem or they have lower self-esteem. They have a sense that they're never full. And that could mean with love, creating enough income to make them feel safe and secure, reaching the top of their fields, whatever it is, it's never, ever enough. It was because, well, someone in that situation never does feel enough. So Marissa suggests that you tell yourself you are good enough. You do that just by telling yourself, I'm enough. I am always enough. I always was enough. And I always will be enough. And what she does is she has people put that on their mirrors and on the refrigerator. Just write it up there and just put it up there. You can put it on your mirrors and lipstick. Make it look pretty. And just say that to yourself over and over and over again. Look at it every day. And before you know it, amazing things happen. All of a sudden, you start feeling good enough. You no longer have to purchase stuff you don't need or want, really. You'll be fine with the amount of income that you have, so long as your bills are covered and you have a little extra. And just, in general, you're going to realize, if you're an overeater, that you don't need to do that anymore. So this is a very important foundational understanding that you need in order for yourself to feel good enough, which means also feeling good about you. Now, if you had a parent or someone close to you who was older than you when you were young, and you wanted them to tell you that they loved you, or that they were happy with what you've done, or that you did good work, or whatever it is that kids really do need from their parents and from the elders around them, and you feel you never received that, it's time for you to tell yourself, you know what? You've been a good daughter. You've been a good sister. You've been a good mother. Or you've been a good employee. If these fit the particular situations in your life. Because the truth of the matter is that we can't force anyone to say something that they're incapable of saying. They're doing the best they can in the world that they have. In their view of the world, which may not be that good, actually. However, you have the opportunity to tell yourself these things. And by telling yourself these things, especially if the person who never gave you these kinds of supportive comments to let you know that you're loved and respected and admired and all that kind of important emotional giving, you can do it for yourself. One last idea here that Marissa shared, and that is that to succeed at anything, you have to make the unfamiliar familiar, and the familiar unfamiliar. Again, using weight loss as her example, she says that 98% of all diets fail, the people who use them. Not very good odds. And if you're a creative person, understand that you are very suggestible, which means that when you give yourself positive compliments, like I'm suggesting here, they will go right into your unconscious mind and they will help you to feel much better. In this very simple way. If you're not feeling good enough about yourself, then by telling yourself that you're good enough, you always were good enough, and always will be good enough, you're making that very familiar. While you take the familiar ideas that you're not good enough, and that you're no good at anything, and that you're not loving, and you make those very unfamiliar by not ever allowing yourself to speak to yourself in that way. And by staying away from other people who you feel treat you disrespectfully. Remember that as long as you tell yourself that you've chosen to do whatever this thing is that you've chosen to do, that you've chosen to be enough, and that you choose to feel great about this thing that you're doing, you're going to find yourself in a much more positive state of being. Being able to do so many more new things that you've never tried before. Never felt the ability to do before because all of a sudden you have the self-esteem and the self-respect to push forward and realize that whenever we're learning something new, it does take some time to learn what we're doing. So be patient with yourself and give it a go. By all means, please go to dawningvisions.com, dawningvisions.com, where you'll find the website for Dawning Visions Hypnosis Inc. And on there, you can go ahead and opt in for the web blogs, and with them, you will know exactly when these new podcasts are coming out, as well as getting yourself an excellent book, if I do say so myself, based on how to better advocate for yourself with medical professionals. It's based on one major case history and several other smaller case histories of my clients, where I learned more about the medical world and healing than I ever could have imagined had I not gotten into this interesting world of hypnosis and neurolinguistic programming, working with my clients to help them heal themselves. Once again, thank you for spending your time listening to this podcast. Until next time. If you have found the information that we have shared with you here on Claim Your Excellent Life to be helpful and interesting, please do us a favor of giving us a rating on iTunes. We hope it will be 5 stars, as well as a review. Doing both these acts will move the podcast up in the ratings on iTunes so more people will be able to find us. Also, please do us the favor of letting your friends and colleagues know about this podcast so they too can gain the knowledge that we're sharing here. We'd like as many people as possible to learn from what we have to give here. And we thank you for your time and effort in doing so.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.